Well, you really have got to go back to the 18th century. France had been the great European superpower in the 18th century under Louis XIV. From the mid-18th century, France is suffering very much the demands of war, in particular the Seven Years' War, 1756-73, then becomes involved in the American War of Independence on the side of, on the wrong side, obviously, on the side of the colonists. It does mean that by the 1780s, you have a regime which is finding it very difficult to make ends meet. And that regime is basically an absolute monarchy under the Bourbons, very little representation. Things come to a head in the summer of 1789. You famously get the storming of the Bastille. More important, though, is coming together of something called the States General, roughly the equivalent of our parliament. Hadn't actually met, though, since 1614 in France. And supposedly, a sort of more constitutional monarchy is arranged. King, perhaps in particular, Louis XVI, is sort of faithless. The monarchy ends up being abolished. He ends up being executed in 1793. You have then a period known as the Terror, briefly, 1793-4. You then get Napoleon coming to power at the end of that decade, becomes emperor in 1804. France is engulfed already anyway in war against the rest of Europe, which wants to stop the spread of revolutionary principles. Napoleon, of course, finally defeated at Waterloo. The Bourbons are restored in the person of Louis XVIII, who was a younger brother of Louis XVI, the one who'd been guillotined. He probably sort of could have made it work, but he dies in 1824. And then a third brother comes to the throne, Charles X. And he really is someone who hasn't learned the lessons of history and wants to rule as an autocrat. He is overthrown in a revolution in 1830. Far less bloody than that that took place in 1789, but still nevertheless a revolution. And the book Les Misérables, novel Les Misérables, is actually set in 1832 and actually focuses on an event not really so well known, a few days in June 32, but they are the last sort of gasp really of the events of 1830. So it had been a very volatile half century in law for the French nation.